Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. And actually, in this tech moment, I want to share a short testimony to you. And then I promise you it's going to lead to a point. And there's something that I definitely want to get across this evening when it comes to tech. Recently, I made a purchase on Temu. Now, I don't know if you've ever used it. I've used it in the past. And then all these import tax stuff came about, and then I never used it, and now I realize there's some stuff that I need that I can unfortunately only find on Temu. Ordered them, not a lot. It's literally I think it was about 300 rands worth of things that I purchased, literally the least amount that you can purchase to get the free shipping. I did that, and then they sent me an email saying, listen, you need to pay import duties. And the import duties on the 300 rand item is about 80 rand. So take that into consideration. It was about 80 rand on 300. So that will be close to about 25%. Probably like 23% or something of import tax that I had to buy. Now, why don't I purchase on Temu and stuff like that when the stuff are readily available with us? If it is readily available in South Africa, I like to support local and I obviously purchase somewhere. Even though I do understand that a lot of the stuff is imported in any case, but that's not why I want to do it, right? So as this is my experience, I want to warn you, if you're considering purchasing stuff from Shein or Temu, that the import tax now is severely affecting the stuff that you purchase, right? So be cautious of that. When you buy stuff, you will, I don't want to say penalized, but you will pay a lot more than what we used to in the past. I remember in the past, I could buy like loads of clothing for my children and then also only pay like 80 or 100 or whatever rand might be available, right? So that's one thing that you do need to take into consideration. The other thing that I want you to take into consideration is if you have a Netflix subscription, check the documentary. It's called Buy Now. It's a documentary movie. Check it out and then decide whether you want to continue purchasing on Shein and Temu, right? And the reason for that is not. I know there's a lot of stuff that they say there's poison in the clothes and there's this and this, that. Not only that, but it's the fact that we purchase these low-cost items not necessarily because we need them, but because we see these low-cost items and they look appealing and we want them. Then we trash all the other stuff that we used to have. And that's actually what the documentary is about. How much junk we are gathering or how much junk we are throwing out that we, as the consumer, don't necessarily know where those products are ending up. And I want you to look at that, because now we can purchase stuff for 15 rand or 20 rand or however on Temu, and you don't feel a lot of it, or you don't feel it actually, because you know it's like 20 rand for a drill or whatever the case might be. But now the problem is we're purchasing these items, and the other stuff that we used to have that we replaced these items with is going somewhere in a dustbin, and then we feel that we've gotten rid of it. But that stuff still needs to go somewhere. And that's what that documentary is all about. And they make the claim, so I'm quoting from them, not my own thumb sucking. They make the claim that the items that we throw out, all the clothing land in, not Botswana, but I think in Ghana, all the clothing lands in Ghana, and that each and every single person has about, there's more clothing, I can't remember the statistic. I know that and lands in Ghana, and then the electric stuff land in Thailand, and we don't know what to do with it. They've got this footage of all these bits of clothing that's floating around in the oceans. Go check it out. Go check it out. So before you purchase these items, before you purchase anything on Shein or Temu, and just purchasing it for the heck of purchasing it, go check the documentary Buy Now.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.